The following information was recorded in July 2010 and is the property of the Office of the Public Guardian in Scotland. The Office of the Public Guardian is part of the Scottish Court Service. This information relates to the Adults with Incapacity Scotland Act 2000. This leaflet is entitled, What is an Intervention Order? An intervention order is an order made by the Sheriff under the Adults with Incapacity Scotland Act 2000. The order states who the Sheriff has appointed to make a particular decision or take a certain action on behalf of a person who is unable to do this for him or herself. What does an intervention order do? The order could allow the person who has been appointed to do certain one-off things, such as signing forms agreeing where an adult should reside, or signing other legal documents on an adult's behalf, or arranging the sale of an adult's house. Why would I need an intervention order? If a person is incapable or unable to make a decision, you may need legal authority to do certain things for that person. If there is not already something in place, such as a power of attorney, giving someone power to do those particular things, then a court order may be the only way to take action on the person's behalf. What does incapable mean? A person's capacity could be impaired gradually or suddenly as a result of an accident or illness. A registered and licensed medical doctor will be able to say whether or not that person is incapable. Would I be able to help my partner or relative without an intervention order? Depending on the nature of the decisions which need to be made, you may not have the automatic right to take actions on behalf of someone who is unable to take actions for himself or herself. How much does it cost? There are various costs, court fees for the application plus a fee to register the order with the Office of the Public Guardian. There may be fees for the medical reports. There may also be legal fees if you employ a solicitor to help you with your application to the court. How long does the intervention order last? The order will last for as long as it takes to make the decision or take the action allowed by the sheriff. Who can apply for an intervention order? Anyone can apply, including a partner, family member or friend. Professionals, such as a solicitor, accountant or someone from the person's local authority social work department, may also apply. What is the difference between an intervention order and a guardianship order? An intervention order is designed to allow someone to do a specific thing, such as sell a home belonging to a person who is unable to make decisions for himself or herself. The intervention order may also allow a person to decide what treatment is best for the incapable adult. The sheriff may allow an intervention order where a specific action is being sought, at the same time where another individual or individuals are guardians to the same adult. If I'm given an intervention order, will anyone check what I'm doing? Yes, the Office of the Public Guardian will supervise court orders dealing with money and property. The local authority social work department will supervise interveners with welfare powers. Where can I get further help or information? In the first instance, you can telephone the Public Guardian's office or visit our website. Your local Citizens Advice Bureau or local solicitor may be able to help. How can I contact the Office of the Public Guardian? The address is the Office of the Public Guardian, Scotland, Hadrian House, Callendar Business Park, Callendar Road, Falkirk, FK1 1XR. If you are a legal professional, you can use the following legal postal addresses. DX550360 Falkirk 3 or LP-17 Falkirk. The telephone and other contact details are as follows. You can contact us on 01324 678 300 or send a fax on 01324 678 301. Our email address is opg@scottcourts.gov.uk and our website address is www.publicguardian-scotland.gov.uk. The Office of the Public Guardian is open to the public from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday.